Hi, this is Lori from Hike. Today I'm bringing you a fun conversation that I had this week with Jen and Jessica. They're fast friends, hikers, and just a whole lot of fun to chat with. We're talking about their Lake Superior Circle Tour. As someone from Michigan and a lover of the Great Lakes, it was a topic that I was so interested in, got really excited to chat about Michigan and some of the beautiful parts of our state with both of them. They are also heading out my way to do some miles on the AT, which I thought was really cool. And honestly, I wish I could be joining them right about now. But instead, I'm going to live vicariously through them and their Instagram posts this weekend and next week. And I hope you do too. But for now, I'm going to bring you our conversation. Take a listen.
All right, so we'll start out. Just go ahead, introduce yourselves, and then we'll get started.
Sure. You want to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jessica. So I've been on here a couple times talking about the AT and then Isle Royale. So I do a lot of car camping, backpacking. I don't love day hiking as much anymore because just, you know, I love backpacking, so I'm like, I don't want to hike unless like I'm gonna go camp somewhere deep in the woods. But yeah, that's me. I moved up to Duluth this summer, so now I'm on the north shore of Minnesota, right on Lake Superior. So I'm very lucky.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, very beautiful.
It's amazing. Yeah, I'm Jen, and we are currently in Illinois. I live about 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis. I do a lot of backpacking, road tripping, car camping. And then we are in my hair salon today next door to my house. So I also co-own a backpacking guide company that's based out of the Chicago area and St. Louis. So that's what we're doing next week. So we'll be in Maryland, and I'm glad we get to hang out.
Yep.
And be with you today.
Yeah.
So how did you guys meet?
Instagram.
Yeah. So I think it was 2020. Jen was you were a groundskeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like followed you on Instagram. And then I'd just been dying to go into the Boundary Waters on a paddling trip. And I knew that's something like, it's just not feasible as a solo woman. And I just didn't, I mean, it is feasible. It's just not something that I, at my skill level, was comfortable with. And their company was doing their first trip in, and I was like, I'm just going to sign up for it. And Jen was leading it, so I got to go in her group. And then, yeah, the rest is kind of history.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2021, she had asked me to join her on her Tennessee section hike on the AT. And then we just kind of blossomed.
Yeah, it's been really awesome to have another lady friend that likes to do the same things, because my husband will not do it with me. So I had to like beg him to go with me to do stuff. So it's nice to just be like, hey, Jess, do you want to do this? And she's like, absolutely.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about Lake Superior today, right? Or the lakes.
Yep.
You did the Lake Superior Circle Tour. So what exactly is that? And yeah, just lay it all out.
Yeah, for sure. So from my understanding, the Lake Superior Circle Tour, you can start basically anywhere in like the North Shore of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and then all around Canada. Anywhere around Lake Superior, there's like signs on the highway and it'll say like they're either green or brown. And it says Lake Superior Circle Tour, and you just drive around Lake Superior. There's
like 1,300 miles,
I think, mm-hmm. something like that. There's a mobile, like there's an app. They have little like pins. It's like really user friendly. Like the app, you can filter by like if you want coffee shops, if you want to stay in hotels, campgrounds, like. Do you want to look at lighthouses, beaches, like, so you can really
mm-hmm.
cater the trip to your style? Yeah, we just kind of...
We were winging it.
Yeah, we totally just, I almost said wang it. Yeah, we did. We did wing it. And yeah, it was really awesome.
It was really fun.
So yeah, we just drove. We just took my car. We just packed up the soup and we did it counterclockwise. So we wanted to end on the North Shore of Minnesota because that was just like obviously our favorite spot. So Jen flew up to Duluth and then I picked her up and we drove, started on the Wisconsin side and then kind of drove up into Canada and then came back home.
Yeah, she's like the queen of finding the best campsites. So definitely for campsite recommendations, like she's got it for that area. Last summer we went up into Ontario. So that's when we decided we wanted to do the circle tour. We saw signs and we were like, we should do this.
Yeah.
So we got to revisit a couple of our favorite places in Ontario too on this trip.
So how long did you spend? Like,
gosh, when did we were there a Wednesday to Monday. We were on the road and that we cut it a day short too. We ended up just going back into Duluth a day early because of
the weather.
We were like just close to home. So we were like, let's just go stay at my house rather than being cold 2 hours from home. So.
And so how much time were you able to like spend, I guess, or were you just doing the car camping and then exploring around there?
Yeah.
I guess let's do like day one when you started.
Yeah. Do you want me to break it down?
Yeah.
Sure. So day one, we kind of went into Canal Park, did some rock hounding. So I love looking for rocks. I got Jen looking into rocks. Once I showed her what an agate is, she's just like, okay. And now she's an expert. It's like
so fun.
Yeah. My good friend Molly, she took me to my first rock beach on the North Shore and she was like, I want to look for some agates. And I'm like, okay. Like, obviously being familiar with the word agate, being from Minnesota, but not knowing anything. And so I like pick up all these rocks and go over to her and I'm like, did I find any? And she's like, no, but she like taught me like what it is. And then I've been hooked ever since.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to like teach friends about agates. And then when they come back and they're like, is this one? And I'm like, yeah. So yeah, we really like looking for rocks. So we started in Canal Park and then had lunch at Fickers, which is kind of iconic for Duluth, and then headed into Wisconsin. You can go through Bayfield, you can take the ferry to Madeline, or not Madeline, Mackinac?
Mackinac.
Mackinac?
I think it's Mackinac.
I don't know.
That's Michigan. Mackinac?
Yeah, Michigan.
Mackinac? Yeah. Madeline?
Mackinac? Maybe it's Mackinac Island.
Okay, yeah. And then we went into Ashland, Wisconsin. Super cool. Like,
so cute.
Yeah, and it's not like you have to get off of the main road. Like, mm-mm. The road's just, Bayfield is like kind of off the way, but you go through Ashland. Like, you go through these towns on the way. So, like, we went through, and then our first night, we stayed in Ironwood, Michigan, which is just right on the way. We stayed at this place called Little Girls County Park. Interesting name. Cool place.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
We were also like, what is that called with the waves?
Oh my gosh, there was a gale warning.
Yeah, right on the, we were camping right on the shore.
Yeah. So
it's a little we were windy. Like
up. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was a huge storm that night. My mom had kept like warning me. She's such like a protective mom. Like, okay, honey, like storms are coming. I was like, it's okay. Like, we're not going to be in Minnesota. Like, we're going to be away. I was like, it's going to have to go over the Apostle Islands. They'll break up.
It'll break up.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I don't think the storm is breaking up.
We're sitting in our tents going, oh my God, this is insane.
Yeah. Our like tents are just blowing. I have rain blowing in underneath it. And I'm like, well, you know, moms are always right.
They are.
Trust them. But yeah, day one was just super chill. And then day two, we went into, was that Marquette?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Before that was We did a pictured rocks like lake cruise. So
That
that
was
was
cool.
fun.
I've done that before. Like, yeah, let's talk about that. I went
Yeah.
on like the worst, like rainiest cloudy day that we
No.
went. Yes. So you see those beautiful
Oh,
pictures? I was like, no, that wasn't me. I was in
no.
like the dark, but it was still cool. Like I would
Yeah.
not have like not wanted to go. So yeah, me and my boyfriend, we, did the tour, had our ponchos, I think, on and stuff.
Oh my gosh. I think I would definitely recommend it if you don't have time to spend like kayaking or hiking it, definitely do the ferry tour. I mean, it was reasonably
It was
priced
40
and it
bucks.
was like two and a half hours.
Yeah, if that. Yeah.
So
They were telling us like they have two different boats and our tour was on the faster boat. So like we got the whole tour in like a little bit of a faster time, which honestly I would prefer because like I'd rather see everything a little bit faster.
Yeah,
So
that worked out really well.
yeah, I liked that. Honestly, we really wanted to sit like on the upper deck on the outside, and then we like sat there and we were like, oh, like let's go look inside. So we went inside and you could just open the window. So pro tip, go sit inside and open a window because then you are not like getting bombarded with all the wind. You can still have a
And
great
direct
picture
sunlight.
spot. Yeah. So
I thought, and I'm trying to remember part of it. I know there was one where like the boat like backs in to like the little like there's did you guys do that where it was like a real kind of narrow place and it just kind of you got to look at kind of the
yeah, like a
walls.
little nook.
Yes. Yeah,
Yep.
that was really cool. Now I
Yes,
can't
we
think
did
of
do
the
that.
spot, but yeah. So
Yeah,
yeah,
when
no,
they
I.
turned around, I think it was like
Yeah.
the. No, it's
Yeah.
really pretty.
Did you were you able have you both like have you hiked in Pictured Rocks before?
Not
No.
me. I would love to.
No. That's your
Yeah.
next trip. The next summer you should
It
do
should
it, maybe in
be.
the fall
Then
or
we can come back
something.
and talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I want to go back to Michigan and do that. Like that time we went to Pictured Rocks, we didn't have a lot of time. And actually, I think we were gonna, now it's all coming back. Because the weather was bad. So we did hike a little bit, but then, we didn't do like the good, like nice Mosquito Falls, Chapel Falls. I think there's a nice loop. It's like, 10, 11 miles. And then you can also do the whole length of the, what is it? The North Country Trail, right? I think that goes through it, which is about 40 miles, I think, through the park. And that's really, that would be fun to do. But during that time, that was when, yeah, the weather got bad. We were going to camp in the park. And then, yeah, we just picked up and we were like, okay, we're just going to come back early. It's,
Well,
Well,
bummer. Sometimes when you have to make that call, it's like a bummer, but it's worth it to stay warm and dry.
yeah. And then the only other advice I'd give you is yeah, watch the timing of when you do go because they have the biting flies up there. And like, yeah, those are mean.
They are.
They're
They're
terrible.
pesky.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
Or else
those.
you'll be wearing the nets, like, those kind
Oh, yeah, I think that's why I prefer like late fall and early
Yes.
winter backpacking trips anyway. I'd rather
Yeah.
be cold
I
with no
know.
bugs.
Well, yeah, I'd rather be cold than deal with like this humidity,
Oh my
like,
gosh. Me
So,
too.
okay. So I know we got sidetracked, but you went to
Oh
Pictured
yeah.
Rocks.
Yep, we went to Pictured Rocks. Oh yeah, this was a good day. Pictured Rocks, and then after that we headed into Sault Ste. Marie,
Oh, that's a
Michigan
nice,
side.
yeah.
Yep.
Love that little
That
city.
was cool. We didn't spend a ton of time because we still had to go through like Border Patrol and then back we were camping in Canada, so we had to like continue, but where did we had fish and chips like that, just
Lock
fresh.
and Lockview,
Oh yeah, the
the
Lockview.
Lockview
Yep.
restaurant. It was really good.
Fresh caught like whitefish and what they're
Yeah.
catching, but
And another thing we were trying to do on this trip was like hit up little like family-owned antique malls and like shops. So that was really neat in that area too.
we did do that in Ironwood in the morning before we headed out, and then gosh, what's that Contrast Coffee. There's some good coffee place. I remember going to it after backpacking the Porky's a couple years ago. They had the best maple latte. They used the best maple syrup, but the poor lady, she didn't understand when I was asking. I was like, "So what kind of maple syrup do you use?" And she was like, "We use real maple syrup." And I was like, "I know, but where do you like harvest it from?" Like I was trying to get like the farm. I didn't know how to ask, and she was like just so proud that it was real maple syrup. And I was like,
It was
it was
good.
so good. Top tier, like better than anything I've had on the North Shore. It was really good. But yeah, so good. But yeah, then Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, perfect. Pro tip. Thought that was cool that you could do currency exchange at the Holiday gas station in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, before crossing the border into Canada. Because I just had a pesky time getting Canadian currency, like in the
Through
city,
your bank.
through my just whatever. We don't need to go into that,
So
but
yeah, you can definitely do currency change exchange in Sault Ste. Marie
yeah.
if you need to.
And if you
Okay.
are like, if you're gonna do this, so you can enter Sault Ste. Marie or you can enter Grand Portage, Minnesota. And if you enter through Grand Portage, there's this border store called Ryden's. I think it's called Ryden's. And you just go up into the counter, and if you hand them a $100 bill, they're just gonna give you the same cash in Canadian. There's no fee. Like when you
Really?
go through the bank, like there's hefty
Yes.
fees. So
Yes.
Ryden's.
Yep.
Really
It's
great.
great.
And it's like a duty-free store, so if you need snacks,
Tax free.
like souvenirs. So yeah, Ryden's in Grand Portage and then the Holiday
Holiday.
gas station in Sault Ste. Marie. I'm sure there's other places
Yeah, but
that
those are on the US side that we experienced
yeah.
that were great.
So that was what two little anxious girlies in
Yeah.
the US, but that's what we did.
You're
Yeah.
like, hi. So
Then Work.
you went
Oh, I'm
across
sorry.
then? So you went across then into the
Yep.
Canadian side of Sault Ste. Marie.
Yep. So then, yeah, then we cross the border. Super simple. Roll your windows down. Don't wear sunglasses. Give them your stuff. Answer their questions. They say bonjour and then let you in. And then we camped at Pancake Bear Provincial Park.
It was so beautiful.
A million out of 10. You need
Yeah.
to visit that park. Very great park. White sand beach. And it was just like, yeah, I think like it was monumental for me. We spent my 3 year sober anniversary there. So like it was just walking onto a white sand beach and like looking on Google Maps. And it was like we were straight across from Duluth at that point. And it just was so cool being like, just realizing how massive Lake Superior is, it's just like when we were on that cruise too, when they were talking about the depth of that lake,
It's mind-blowing.
that lake is terrifying. I am so afraid of that lake. So
It's
like
crazy.
it's like, oh dude, I totally skipped today. We didn't camp at Pancake. We camped at Fort Superior.
Oh, the night before that,
I'm
yeah.
so sorry. I skipped a day. I got really excited.
Where was Fort Superior at?
Fort Superior was the day, it was before, it was in, I can't pronounce this. Is it Munising?
Munising? Yeah.
That was the day before our boat trip.
Yes.
So we stayed there. Yep. That is an awesome campground. Because that is, we are on like a kind of like an overlook. It's not like a bluff, it's almost like a little mountain overlooking Grand
Oh, yeah,
Island.
that was cool.
Yeah, so Grand Island was right where the boat put out for the tour. And yeah, that was really cool. And we realized that you can take a ferry out there and they have campsites and
Yes.
stuff.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
all rustic. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to do that
So,
too.
like, I was trying to look and see if you could, like, feasibly backpack it. And you could. It would probably be like walking on dirt roads, but it would be so pretty. like just out on that island.
Very rustic,
Yeah. I mean, that, I guess we did go in the fall. And so it was really pretty, like the colors and everything, even, you know, with the bad weather. And I just remember they had that, what is it? Was it like a church there that you go by, or like
Lighthouse,
the
the black.
lighthouse? Yeah, that's really
So
neat.
that was beautiful. Yeah, obsessed.
Yeah, there was a guy sun tanning on his pontoon boat with barely any clothes on right in front of it. So
Poor guy.
you're like, I'm trying to get photos, but
We're like, hey guy, we're just a tour boat. Sorry to invade your space.
And the tour boat was like slowing down so everyone could get the perfect picture. And he's just like laying there.
Just rocking in his boat.
Yeah, having a great time. Giving him some good waves.
Yeah, I don't think he
But
cared. Not a
no.
care in the world. Yeah.
So yeah, that was that. You want to talk about pancake then? Since I kind of
Pancake
went off.
Bay. Yeah. Let me think. I'm trying to remember. It was a busy campsite. Like, it's
Huge.
massive.
300 plus sites.
Yeah, and it was completely packed. The site that we stayed in was directly across from the beach. So it had a lot of traffic, but that doesn't bother, it didn't bother us at all. Just to have that access right there. And yeah, the sand was really cool. It was just a very beautiful place. I'm trying to remember what else we did right there on that day. It's like all such a blur because it just, one thing that I will say that I loved about this road trip too is the driving. If you break it up, it's only like maximum 3 hours in the car a day. So if you're not like keen on long days in the car, it's perfect. And then you can explore the town you're staying in and set up camp. So.
Yeah, you can break it up pretty good. You don't have to do like it's not like you have to do 5 hours in between destinations.
Yeah,
So,
it was really pleasant.
yeah.
And then where did we go from Pancake Bay the next day?
They had that arts and crafts district, like that center with that coffee shop.
Oh,
It's like
yeah.
Agua, I guess.
Why can't I not remember it?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was a really cool, like, I don't know if it was native to the area, like arts and crafts and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I do remember.
It was just like there's nothing in the
There is
area.
nothing.
Like Pancake Bay was your last fuel for until you get to this town called Wawa, and I think that
Yeah.
was that a day later or 2 days.
It was a while. So, you do want to make sure before you leave the States to go to a grocery store and stock up on things that you're going to want to need. Because it's very few and far between everywhere else in Canada. Even the coffee selection is very few and far between if you're a coffee person. So you might want to pack your own like French press or cold brew or something. Yeah, that was a neat little shopping district. It was really small.
It was cute, but Canada is really nice in every about 20 kilometers, they will let you know that Wawa is in the next 70 kilometers, 60 kilometers,
Kilometers.
50 kilometers.
Wawa is coming.
Wawa was lit. I loved
We
Wawa.
had a good time in Wawa.
Yeah. They have goose stat like Canadian geese statues all over Wawa, so it's pretty cool. But after Pancake, we went to the best rock beach
Oh
that
my gosh.
I have ever been to, you've ever been to.
Yeah, it was like walking into when you walk into like a souvenir shop and they have those bins of just like perfect polished stones.
Yes.
The whole beach is just like that.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
It's just like from the waves, how they hit it, the stones just tumble all day long. So they're almost perfectly round. So like I brought home at least 20 pounds of rocks.
I flew home with 10 pounds of rocks.
Yeah. And like these rocks were ready to go straight into my tumbler. Unpolished setting. Like, that's how perfect they were.
Man, we should have brought some over so we could
Yeah, I
share.
know. I'll just send
Now you
you pictures.
probably have. Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, we'll have to send
yeah.
photos. All right.
Yep. I don't think I've posted any yet.
Okay. Yeah, because I know I've been to, oh, by Whitefish Bay, that's on Lake Superior, and they have like, yeah, you go out there, the water's so cold. I love that about Lake Superior. That doesn't
Me
matter,
too.
it's always chilly. And then yeah, the colors, and like you said, perfectly like rounded and smooth and gorgeous.
Yeah, it was. I was very overwhelmed.
We were like, can we just sit here all day?
Yeah, and we pretty much did.
Was like 4 or 5 hours, I think. We
Yeah.
just sat on that beach and people would come by and chat with us and people and their dogs,
Yeah.
and it was so beautiful.
Yeah. It just was really like, I don't know, you just feel very connected to nature sometimes in those moments. Like,
Definitely.
I think that's my favorite thing about like looking for rocks. I love like the feeling on my hands and just like sitting there and all you hear are the waves. Like just the waves going through the rocks. But
Sometimes we don't even talk to each other for like
oh
2 hours.
no.
We're both just in a zone,
Yeah.
like digging for rocks.
I'm
It's so
like,
cool.
I just lay down and my head's like just down in the ground, like looking for them. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was fantastic. It's called Stone Beach.
Oh, makes
Right, like
sense.
10 minutes outside of Pancake Bay. 10 out of 10.
It's great.
A million out of 10.
So you went to, so that was before Wawa.
Yeah.
Yep,
Okay.
that was the morning that we were
Before.
heading to Wawa after Pancake Bay. And I'm trying to think what we did after that. I
Did
don't
we
know if we
do?
did anything because,
I'm gonna check on my photos and
okay.
see.
Because we did, the frustrating part that this is just a personal thing that comes from my anxieties of backpacking. Between Pancake Bay to like the next camping area, which was for us, we stayed at Rainbow Falls Park. They do have a national park in between that area, but it's first come, first serve camping, which is like, I know that's a normal thing, but I get really anxious on like road trips where you need somewhere to stay and there's not like anywhere else in the area and you're in another country. And like I got worried, like that was a Saturday that we needed to camp, and if,
Botswana.
oh yeah, that was Pancake. And if we showed up and there wasn't a spot. So we did end up staying at a hotel in Wawa, because Wawa is like your next big city. Big city. Big little city.
Not big by any
But
means.
it does have like a Canadian Tire, which is like a mini Walmart. And they've got a Main Street and they have little diners and stuff. They have a Tim Hortons, which
Lots of Tim's over there.
yeah.
Not
I'm
great
not a Tim's
coffee.
fan. I'm not no, not for us,
I
but
need my American sugar loaded Starbucks.
I'm sure even like the Canadians listening, you're gonna have to tell me like what are the great, yeah, like local places
Yeah, I
besides
would
Tim's.
love to know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
don't come for me for hating on
No.
the Tim's, please.
We wanted to try it. Like we waited
Yeah,
in the line.
we
Yeah.
did.
The wine was
It
insane.
was crazy.
It was like cool to see, but it was, yeah, it was wild. We had that. Went to a cute little diner. I can't remember the name.
Oh, what was that place called? That was also a chain, wasn't it, out
I
there?
can't remember. I don't know, but that was nice. And then we stayed at the Lakeview Motel. And it did, like, it wasn't the Wawa place. You're not right on Lake Superior. So once you're in that area, you are going inland a little bit. And that face, like, Lake Wawa Lake.
Yeah, like a little inner lake.
Yep. And then the interesting thing, so Sunday when we hit the road again, we were like, oh, we could use some groceries. Well, good luck, because there's this town that we went through, White River, I think was the name of it. No, maybe not. I
Let
don't
me check.
remember.
Yeah, they were closed.
Yeah, the only grocery store in town was closed on Sundays. That was their closed day. So, I would like to know maybe like it might just be a small town thing, or something.
Not Rossport. Was it Rossport?
It was before Rossport, but yeah, that was interesting to us that on a Sunday, but you know, everywhere has its own thing. So, and we survived.
We did.
So that night we camped at Ramble Falls Provincial Park. That was cool.
That was a really neat little place.
Yep. We stayed at the Rossport campground. They have two campgrounds. The Rossport one was on Lake Superior, and that one had a rock beach. So that was awesome.
Beautiful sunset.
Beautiful. Yeah. It was very reminiscent of being in the Boundary Waters.
It was.
But like a huge Boundary Waters because you're on Lake Superior. But like, yeah, you explained it. How did you feel?
It was very, you had a lot of trees around. And I think that's what made it feel so like secluded, but it wasn't secluded, you know, but like there were just certain areas, like that little cove we were in, it was just so, I don't know, it just felt so cozy, even though you weren't, you know, by yourself.
Yeah.
But it did feel very Boundary Waters.
Yep. Saw a family of loons. That was cool.
Yep. Lots of seagulls.
Seagull stalkers. Anytime we were picking rocks, so we had seagulls that would just come and watch us. So I named them. We had Greg at Rainbow Falls. Yep. He was cool. He let me, we had a photo shoot. I like walked out on one of the rocks and laid down, and he
for
just
for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. He just kept posing. He was cool. I named him Greg after
Gregory
Allen.
Isakov.
Yeah. His album dropped and I was like, all right, Greg, this is you. I guess that day too, before we got there, we went to another beach, Stone Beach in Marathon, Ontario, which the main entrance to it is closed.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's a gorgeous beach and you can still access it if you're interested. You can follow the southern access on Google Maps and just follow that road. You come up to a fence, but you can park your car and just walk.
Yeah, it's like a walking path.
And it's a like you have to walk down the sand. So yeah, it's not gonna be fun coming up. It's like coming up a sand dune. But it's worth.
Yeah, there's a lot of fossils on that beach.
We found a ton of fossils. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was pretty lit.
Mm-hmm. It was really neat.
Yeah. I don't really find those in Minnesota. Mm-mm. So.
Yeah, it was really different.
That was very cool.
Yeah, that was a neat place.
Yep. Love that.
Then where did we camp that night?
We ended up going home.
Was that the night we went home?
Yep. We crossed back into Minnesota.
We drove back through like Sleeping Giant area. Wasn't it? Or not near it. It was like kind of on the outer
went
skirts
through
of it.
Thunder Bay.
Yeah,
we were going to camp in Grand Marais, just in the little RV park in town, because, like, duh, Grand Marais, Minnesota.
It's the best.
It rules. And, like, shout out if you are going to do that tour. They have Judge Magni State Park north of Grand Marais. So, like, if you were coming down, if you left Canada through Grand Portage, going south towards Duluth, you could camp north of Grand Marais, so Judge Magni is a state park, but sometimes those state parks, like, because that's kind of, at least in my mindset, that's like top of mind to check for camping, and it just fills up so fast. And just also my backpacker brain gets so anxious with first come first serve, so like those, it's just not my like thing to check. But I found that the Grand Marais like campground in the city, I always thought it was just RVs, but they do have a handful of tent sites if you're interested. I know like I don't seek out camping in RV parks, but for this trip, like to be able to walk and just like have dinner and shop, that's like what this trip was.
Yeah, it was very leisurely. We didn't really set an itinerary. We just kind of, before we left for the trip, she had like pinned offline maps, like stuff that we wanted to check out.
Yeah.
And some of that we made it to, and sometimes we discovered other things.
Yeah.
So it's good to have like a list to go off of. But really, it's more fun, I think, when you're just open to whatever happens and seeing what's around you.
It's like, then you don't get disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I agree. I think those are the best road trips where you just kind of wing it, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Book your camping, but wing everything else.
Yeah. And download your offline map.
Yeah.
Those are a lifesaver.
Yeah. Did you have much service? I mean, I know it goes, probably didn't have, you had places where it was spotty.
I had it all through Canada.
I did not.
I have AT&T. And what do you have?
I have T-Mobile.
Yeah. So
I didn't have a lick of service.
I don't get very great service in like the North Shore area, like coming from Grand Portage about down to Grand Marais when it kicks back in. But yeah, I had it all through Canada. It was a Canadian tower, but it did work well.
And I think like most US, like most providers, you get like a allotted amount of Canadian data.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't sell cell phones. So don't assume me, but I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah, it was pretty hit or miss.
Yeah. I just like, there's just something so special about like going to Canada. I don't know.
I know, it's neat.
Yeah.
It feels so like foreign from being just right across the border. I don't know what it is, but you're like, we're in Canada.
Yeah. And just like being on that lake in so many places, like in three states and then another country is, yeah, that's just cool. Very cool.
A lot of people didn't realize what it was, too. People were like, oh, so what did you guys, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, the circle tour. And they're like, what is that?
Even people that worked, like, in the tourist areas. So that was funny. But, yeah, it was super cool.
I think it's necessary. Like, if you live in the vicinity, you should absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Like, take a week off, take your time. And just see everything.
Right. Yeah, we have a friend who's in the Chicago area and she's heading up in a couple weeks. So yeah, she's been asking us for stuff. I'm like, you gotta go here, you gotta do this. And I'll be excited to see what she does.
I know, I can't wait.
Yeah.
When did you guys get back?
It's like 3 weeks ago.
August. Yeah, we left August 16th and we got back the 22nd. So, yeah. And honestly, we had really great weather.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Besides that gale morning storm.
The storm.
But after that, it was perfect.
That storm brought in such a good cool front. So we'll take that.
It was pleasant. Yeah.
Would, are there any places around there that you would say you'd want to go back? Like, oh, I want to go hike this area. You know, like we were talking Pictured Rocks, for example.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we did absolutely zero hiking because we were, well, since we did the through of New Jersey on the AT earlier this year, and that just put us through.
That was really challenging.
Yeah, it was mentally and physically exhausting. We were like,
let's have a relaxing trip.
Yeah. So honestly, we both talked about wanting to do this again in the future, but starting out of Duluth. And I think I would love to go in the fall and hike in Canada. Like, all of those, they have such phenomenal hiking out on the more eastern side, like where Michigan is. Like, they have really huge, like, mountain. I'm doing quotes, but, like, mountain ranges. It was, like, it didn't really feel like Appalachia, but it felt like, how do you explain it? We were both like the PN, like Pacific Northwest.
Very much so. It felt very northern PNW. Yeah. Very twilight.
Coastal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we were like driving and like, well, she doesn't like when I drive, but like, you know, like
windy roads.
Yeah. And like big islands in the lake. Like you look on like, I know this is like not answer. We just totally went another direction, but I'll circle back to your question. But like, you look on Google Maps and you look at the lake above, and you only see like Isle Royale and like a couple other islands because they're so big. But there are so many other islands
little
in that lake.
Dots.
Like, and there are so many inland lakes in on like the Canadian part that like I would just want to go back and almost like get out and like fish or explore that. I know they have an Edmund Fitzgerald trail. Obviously, it's not going to take you to see the Edmund Fitzgerald, but
that would be so amazing.
Yeah, like just cool, iconic things that sound cool. So yeah, like the parks are big, and they have like that national park that we didn't even step foot in. So that would be cool to
it's
be back.
Massive.
Yeah.
So you guys
Sleeping Giant.
Yeah. Oh, Sleeping Giant. Yeah,
Sleeping
you talk
Giant.
About that.
When we went to Sleeping Giant last year, there was a big hike there that we wanted to do.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember why we ended up. I think the weather was weird.
Changed. Yeah.
And it's like a really higher elevation, so you're like hiking up.
It's to the top of the giant.
Yeah, but absolutely would love to go back there to do that hike eventually. And that park was beautiful. The camping there was amazing.
Yeah. And they have this little general store at the tip of the like little thumb of where Sleeping Giant is called Silver Islet.
Mm-hmm.
10 out of 10.
Definitely
recommend.
Visit there.
It's so cute. It's so iconic. We met the owner and he was like telling us about just like his time in the park, and he got married at the Sea Lion Arch.
That was a cool hike.
Yeah.
The Sea Lion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just like meeting people like in the area when they tell you their like stories and stuff. So it's like a road trip with a backpack.
It really is.
So trail mm-hmm. community.
Meeting people and those communities, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of backpacking and hiking, you're going on another trip.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I just saw Jen's husband's getting the truck ready. So,
oh, wow. So you're like
chauffeur us.
Like you're getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're driving up. Yeah. Tonight we leave to go to Chicago. We drive 4.5 hours, and then tomorrow morning we leave for Maryland, and it's about 10.5 hours in the car.
Yeah, that's a hike.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll be from the Pennsylvania state line down to Harper's Ferry on the Appalachian Trail. So all next week.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Hope we have good weather.
So are you just doing like camping at shelters? Like what's the
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we've got I think our longest day is like almost 11 miles. So it's pretty relaxed, honestly. And that section is not as demanding. So that's kind of nice. It's more of like a history walk too. There's a lot of really cool waypoints and historical aspects in that area with like Civil War stuff. So,
and then I guess during this time, you wouldn't, I mean, maybe if people are doing section hikes and stuff, but like the main like North Founders would be done or wrapping up. And yeah, the South Founders wouldn't be, you know, really there.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah. We'll probably run into maybe some weekenders and section hikers if that.
Yeah, we talked about possibly like some trickling flip floppers that might have just like some of it. But yeah, I don't know. We love seeing the through hikers, so I would hope to see
I
some.
Know.
But yeah, who knows?
Yeah, you never know. It's a cool, like,
just so fun.
It is. Yeah. I love being out there.
Yeah. And we're going with her work group, so it'll be like a group of us, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many people are going?
There's going to be 6 of us on this one. So nice little tight little trail family.
Yep.
And then we'll do a couple days at a hostel in Harper's Ferry and then camping on trail.
Well, fun.
Me too. Yeah. It's always like, you know, you get those pre-like trip nerves, and then you like get on trail and you're like, this is fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. This
you're
is
like,
great.
Oh, yeah. I love this. It's just those like 11-hour drives that get you.
Yeah.
So you're trying to do, are you guys still working on like a full like section hike? Then you talked about doing New Jersey, so now you're doing Maryland. Like, where are you at with that?
I've got Georgia finished. She's got half of it done.
Yep.
I've got parts of Tennessee, Virginia. I've got Maryland and West Virginia, New Jersey done. So as soon as she finishes Georgia, we'll be on the same page.
Oh,
And then
okay.
from there, I think we're going to pick up from the North Carolina border and just go until we can.
Yeah, we were talking last night. Like, it'd be cool, like, in the future, if we could, like, just take, like, a couple, like, 3 months off at a time and just hike, like, just see where we get and then regroup.
Yeah.
You know, like, we were talking about, like, when you set, like, a goal, like how we did Jersey, it's like we had a week and we needed to finish that, like, what was it, 78.6 miles. We have to do that. Like,
Within this time
yeah,
frame.
we have this hotel book, we have this flight, and you know, the Jersey section started off terribly for us. We were already behind 4 miles after the first day. And then by the second day, we were behind 7 miles. You know, so we were already so behind. We made it, but so like we were thinking, like, hey, if we don't have like a, hey, we need to do, I don't know, 600 miles in these months and just go with the flow. So we'll
Yeah,
see.
no expectation is my favorite thing.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like way down the line.
Yeah, definitely.
I got a dog and a
Yeah.
job.
Yeah.
So
Oh, I know
yeah.
responsibilities.
Yeah. But yeah, it would be so cool to be able to knock off more miles.
Definitely.
Well, I can't
So
wait
yeah.
to see how Maryland goes. I'm jealous, but that'll give me some ideas to actually get out and do some Maryland hiking, living here.
Totally.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's so crazy. We're gonna be so close.
I know. I didn't realize that you were there. That's so
Yeah.
funny.
I know. We just moved in July. So it
Wow.
happened really fast. It did.
Cool.
But I do miss like Oregon. There's
Yeah.
definitely things I miss about like hiking there. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I bet nothing compares to that. Yeah.
Change is good.
It is good.
Yes.
Yep.
Sometimes it surprises you when you're not expecting
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited. I just need to get out and like do some stuff, take a couple
For
hours,
sure.
it might be a couple hours drive or whatever, but just to, make it happen. So this
Yeah.
weekend we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
We're gonna get
It'll
out.
be fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
You'll get beautiful colors this year, probably too, out there.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
East Coast fall. Heck yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, good luck with
Thank
everything
you.
upcoming.
Cool.
I'll be watching for photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll keep, we always are like shit posters when we're together on the
She's
internet.
better at it than I am.
So,
Yeah.
yeah. We post a lot.
So how can people follow you? Follow your adventures.
I am on Instagram. My Instagram name is at Paige Katz. Paige like a book. Cats like normal cats.
Like a cat. I'm also on Instagram. I don't use a lot of social media like I used to, but I do stay updated on there. And mine is at Jenny the Trailhead.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll put links to that and yeah, and what's do you still do the backpacking company as well?
Yeah, yes. So I am active on there too, and ours is at True North EXP.
Okay. All right. Well, listeners, check it out and follow along with their adventures. Good luck.
Thanks for listening today, and I hope you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did. Jen and Jess, I hope you have a great hike in Maryland, and hopefully we can hike together sometime soon. Make sure you follow their accounts on social media. Links are in the show notes, and I put a bunch of links to some of the places they spoke about so that you can check it out and maybe do your own Lake Superior Circle Tour. Drop me a line, hikepodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow me on social media at The Hike Podcast. So until next time, see you on the trail.